I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome back to CBS Sports Radio. I am Vince Quinn, and joining me to go around the NFL, who better than somebody who works at NFL Network, Mike Yam. Mike, what's going on?
I'm doing well. Vince, I feel like we should not even talk about the NFL and just go back to memory lane about Rose Hill, talk about her experience in the Bronx at Fordham.
Well, I don't know how Fordham's football team was for you when you were there, but for me, it was terrible. They were really
bad. You
know,
to be honest with you, and look, not to sort of dork out on Fordham athletics, but Dave Clawson was there when I was there. The football team was good. What was bad was the basketball team. We had some rough years when Bob Hill was there, although the basketball team, because you're in New York City, you should have a really good basketball team, and that hasn't been the case, but hopefully they'll turn it around.
Yeah, at some point. I was saying that when I was there in, 2010, and it really turned around.
Yeah, we're still waiting. It's all good.
We'll figure it out.
It'll feel that much better when they get it back on top.
Yeah, pressure's on, Fordham. We're waiting for you. Now, yeah. let's go to the NFL here. So, fun conversation that's been going around this week, Mike, is you've had this talk about the best wide receiver in football. Devontae Adams has been talked about. He weighed in on it. Who do you think the best wide receiver in football is?
You know, I got to be honest with you, Vince. The more and more I watch these games on Sundays, I can't get over just how talented Metcalf is. I mean, he's got arguably one of the top two or three quarterbacks, and a guy that I put, sort of in on the short list for MVP honors in Russell Wilson. But there's so many special things that Metcalf does. And to be honest with you, I think already the play of the year is when he's streaking down that sideline, he chases down Buda Baker, who's also been had a tremendous season for Arizona. You know, that hustle. Vince, at the end of the day, I think if you are a high school coach, Pee Wee football coach, college coach, whatever, you should show that tape, because that effort from what we saw from Metcalf is special. So effort aside, I think the numbers certainly keep him in that conversation. He is a freakazoid when he's on the football field. At that size, the things that he can do, to me, I would take Metcalf.
Well, you know, it's so funny that you make the case that the biggest play for a wide receiver is a defensive play, but you're right. Like, you look at that play, it's really remarkable. It showcases speed and the energy for the game. It's really great to see. And you know what else is so cool about this argument? Like, you make the DK Metcalf case, and it's a good case, and there's so many good wide receivers in the league right now. I mean, you could look around, there's like 8 to 10 guys that you could make at least a decent argument for.
You know, it's actually a great call, and I think if you take it even a step further, Vince, you know, I spent almost the last 10 years covering the Pac-12 conference, and I think the more and more you see the college game enter the NFL on Sundays, I think that's part of the reason why we're talking about all these wide receivers and these talented guys that are on the football field. I think there's been more of a college influence on the NFL game over the last couple of years than sort of what we've seen, you know, 10, 15 years ago from Sunday football. And I think that sort of led to more athletic guys. And, you know, you said showcasing the speed with Metcalf. Think about dudes that are his size that can move like that. There's not many people that exist maybe ever in the game and really on the planet. I mean, that's why obviously he's in the NFL and he's super talented, but there's those intangible aspects to his game which really make him special.
Yeah, and speaking about that ability in the college game and how it's going pro, I think that's a really important point, because I had a conversation with somebody like 2 weeks ago, and they just casually mentioned the idea that your typical statue quarterback is a dying breed in the NFL, and I thought about it, and I go, wow, like that's something you're really not seeing as much anymore.
You know, yes, and I agree to a point, and I certainly understand where people are going with that. But yet, when I consistently look at the guys who had success and who win Super Bowls, granted, like you can, the most electrifying guys, and I think you look at Patrick Mahomes, for example, a guy who's got that mobility, Lamar Jackson, it seems like every time he's on the field, we can't keep our eyes off of a player like him. But at the end of the day, we've seen quarterbacks, and maybe it's not the best example, but you know, Ben Roethlisberger's having a great year so far, a really good year, I should say, on a team that's having a great season in the Steelers. But I don't think of Ben as like the most mobile guy. Tom Brady, not certainly the most mobile guy. Drew Brees, like I think there's still a world where those guys, depending on the offense and what you want to tailor your scheme around, certainly have that ability. I think from a fan perspective, Vince, we all sit there and are amazed by the physical attributes of certain quarterbacks like the Mahomes and the Lamar Jacksons of the world that can get out and do some special things with their legs. I mean, take it a step further, I think back, you know, 15, 20 years ago when Michael Vick was doing this, like now we have just more Michael Vicks in the NFL that are really just dynamic athletes.
Well, yeah, and we're talking with Mike Yam of NFL Network, and that's the thing, Mike, is I kind of wonder, like, okay, let's say 5 years from now, 10 years from now, we're having the same conversation. You know, Fordham is still figuring it out with their teams, but we're talking about the NFL and what they're able to do. And, I mean, with Drew Brees at that point out of the league, Tom Brady out of the league, Roethlisberger out of the league, like, as that all changes over, how many guys like them come into the NFL from the draft because the big-time college programs want those guys, develop those guys, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think there's definitely a lot of truth to that as well. But, you know, at the same time, like, I'm just trying to think off the top of my head some of the quarterbacks that we've seen. Like, Josh Allen is a guy that's got an absolute cannon of an arm that's out there, and he's a younger player. Like, I think about Justin Herbert and the success that he's had early on in his career, too, who I think is going to be a good quarterback. Like, once again, Vince, I think if you look at certain offensive schemes, you know, I think offensive coordinators, head coaches, general managers, when they're doing their evaluation, they go, all right, this is what we want to run, you know, what is Patrick Mahomes? What can he do? Well, he's so damn dangerous with his arm and his legs. You know, he can fit a lot of different schemes, and we use that, the advantage that he's got with his athletic ability in our offense. But Justin Herbert, when we've seen flashes of him run so far this season, Justin is going to have a ton of success, but he is a prototypical pocket passer. We're seeing what he's able to do on third down. We're seeing some of these long bomb touchdowns that he's throwing. So for as much as, once again, I think we can gravitate from a fan perspective on like these electric moments that we get from athletic quarterbacks, I do think that the traditional pocket passers will still have a great future in the league.
Yeah, I think so too. There's going to be the possibility, like the coaching has been better, and they're going to have that open mind of taking either guy, I think, as much as the trends have been towards those guys with legs.
Sure.
Now, here's something I got to ask you about, Mike, because I saw this story today, and I don't know if you saw the story, but what is happening with the Jets? Did you see this story with the cameras?
No. I thought you were just talking about the fact that they haven't won and Darnold's not playing. We're going to see Joe Flacco for a third time. I didn't see the camera story.
Oh, my God. So I won't pound you with questions on this, but, man, look up what's going on with the Jets, because there's a story right now that came out earlier today, and it's the idea that there have been security cameras in smoke detectors in the practice facility's locker room, which is a crazy story. And the theory is that they've
been... Why would they do that?
Well, I know. That's what everybody's asking. And I believe ESPN's had a report about it. I'm trying to think of what other outlets have done it. But from what I had read, the league was alerted about this in the middle of October. There's all this back and forth now about, like, how long have the cameras been in? Did players actually know about it? The Jets are claiming that players did know about it. It's like this really strange, confusing thing. And so definitely look into it. And trying to figure it out is just the weirdest, craziest thing, and very typical Jets thing that you can think of, right? Like you're saying, I mean, the Jets, it's always something with them, and having Darnold not play and the team spiraling out of control and that being like a side note going into this game is just that's who the Jets are these days.
There's definitely a lot of drama, certainly, and it's mostly because of what's happening on the field, especially around that team's offense. I apologize if I didn't see the story. I've been inundated with, you know, college football with the Pac-12 coming back because I do some work with the league on top of the fact that I was just flying to Los Angeles for some other side work. So it's just been a little bit of a whirlwind, but you're right. There has been a lot of drama. That is, as soon as we get off the phone here, that's the first thing I'm going to go look up because I have not heard that story, and that is almost unexplainable. Like off the top of my head, like a lot of times, Vince, you could throw something weird and you can kind of rationalize it quickly on the fly. Like I couldn't even tell you why you would have cameras hidden in smoke detectors. That's just odd. I don't know other words to use to describe that.
It's crazy, man. So yeah, you'll probably be talking about that a lot this week. So there you go. You could give that a look. Now we're talking with Mike Yam of NFL Network, and Mike, let me ask you about this. Final question for you is, as we're now in the middle of the season, you're getting all these conversations, you know, different awards and whatnot. Do you have any thoughts on who your MVP would be at this point of the year?
Wow. You know, I think, and it's funny, Vince, because it goes back and forth. And I think, you know, it's tough because I'm still going to lean towards some of these quarterbacks and some of the guys that we've made reference to. You know, the Mahomes of the world who've had great seasons so far. Russell Wilson certainly comes to mind. I think when I go to the end of the season, like who's the guy that I think is going to be there? God, I mean, even Derrick Henry's had a great year, although they're coming off those back-to-back losses. You know, Steelers have played great. You know, I'm still going to lean towards Wilson. I think the fact that they've had the season that they've had so far this season and their defense has struggled as much as they've had, have struggled so far, and I know they've addressed it with the trade deadline and trying to bring in some more defensive players, but to me, Wilson is a special football player. I think from an accuracy standpoint, it's been spectacular to see. But when there's so much pressure on one guy to consistently execute on the football field, and granted, we started this conversation talking about who the best wide receiver was, and he's got that guy. But to me, that entire team success hinges on what Russell Wilson does on the football field. So while there's a lot of guys right now, I think I might lean towards him.
And it just feels like it's time for him, too. I mean, he's been good for so long, and now he's finally breaking through, and everybody's talking about him. It's nice.
He doesn't get the credit, I don't think. I think people look at other guys in the league, and I get it. I mean, look, Aaron Rodgers has had, you know, although they've been a little up and down, I know we talked about Adams before, but, you know, he's made it look easy for most of his career, and I understand why people would still look towards him. Mahomes is always going to be in that conversation. If Lamar is able to figure out some of these intermediate passes and these throws in these games, maybe he'll kind of get thrust back into that conversation. But right now, give me Wilson.
All right. Well, hey, Mike Yam of NFL Network. Happy to talk with you for a couple of minutes, man. It's been fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it again soon, man.
Yeah, sounds good.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025, and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.